Anchor, this is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now, blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. As you can tell by the name of this episode, I am creating a website and you're gonna know all about it. And actually, we're not only gonna know about the website, but we're also gonna know about the newsletter. Did you know I had a newsletter? Maybe not. So let's bring it back a little bit. So about 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, I started thinking about creating a newsletter. And the reason why I wanted to create a newsletter, maybe there were two reasons. So mainly, I wanted to bring more value to you, the listener, and I wanted to make sure that the super fans wouldn't miss my content. And I started dabbling with this idea of creating a newsletter, and I actually created a few drafts and showed it to a few of my, you know, trusted advisors and best friends and whatever. And one of the people that I showed the newsletter to was Vashko Marks, who is building me a website. And if you have been listening to the podcast for a while now, there was an episode that I made around April or March with Vashko, and I interviewed him. So it's about 40 minutes of me talking to Vashko. And if you're really, really interested in getting to know him, I would recommend that. But if you're going to skip that, listen to what I have to say now, which is Vashko, I met him about a year ago and we kind of knew each other from mutual friends. Then we started talking on Instagram. Then we eventually decided to meet. I invited him to do the episode with me. And eventually we started talking a lot and, you know, commenting on projects that we were doing ourselves. And Vashko, so his main craft is working as a designer for Hole 19, which is a golf app. And he's also the founder and CEO. He will hate this when he hears it. He's the creator. He created Mark II Swag, which is a website and very, very popular Instagram page, which has about 20K followers on Insta. And it's called Mark II Swag. And it's for big, big fans of Volkswagen. People will hate the way I said Volkswagen. Golfs and Jettas, which are these very old cars and that have this huge fan base of people that love them. And he decided to create a page where he can celebrate those owners and celebrate those cars. And I, as a person who doesn't care much about cars, I follow it because I just love, I think those cars are really, really good looking and I love to see them and have them blessing my Instagram feed. I started showing the concept of the newsletter to Vashko, and just to give you like a brief overview of what the newsletter is about, you get two types of content. And the first type of content is a traditional newsletter in a way. It is not an email newsletter, it's not a messenger newsletter, so it's a WhatsApp newsletter. So it's basically a WhatsApp group that you get in and then you start receiving these messages and you receive the traditional newsletter style, which is on every Sunday morning you will receive a message which contains three types of content. And that's content to read, which is mainly articles from, you know, The Verge, Fast Company, Wired, Entrepreneur. And then you have content to listen, and that's mainly podcasts and sometimes some music albums, and content to watch, and that's YouTube. So there's not any content there that is paid. Everything is free content, and it's not content created by me, it's content curated by me. So I think that's relevant to you, and I've read that content, I've consumed that content, and I feel like it was really cool for me, so I'm hoping it's really cool for you. And in an area where we're having a lot of information, and it's very, very difficult to select, you know, what is relevant and what is not, what are the sources that we care about. We have subscribed to so many newsletters, but we don't really see them because we're just cluttered in so much content that we're receiving anyway on our inboxes, that I'm thinking this is a space, green space, that hasn't been explored yet. And I'm hoping this can be a cool way for you to connect with me and know more about the stuff that I'm consuming and that is kind of inspiring my work. And hopefully that can bring you some learnings and some inspiration to you as well. So that's the first type of content that you'll be getting if you sign up for the newsletter. And the second type of content, which I said is more for the super fans out there, which is you get kind of a notification each time that I release new content, and that is each time that I release a podcast episode, a Medium blog post, or for example, each time that I'm live on Twitch, for example, or Facebook, you'll get this kind of message saying, hey, I'm live on Facebook right now, come hang out, you know? So it's a cool way, if you're a big fan, to make sure that you're not missing out on any of the content that I'm making. So those are the two types of content that you'll get if you decide to enter this WhatsApp group. And remember, it's a WhatsApp group. If you don't like it, you can just leave. And as of now, we have about almost 40 people who have joined the newsletter with me almost having no promotion. So I haven't talked about this much. The only place where I mentioned this was a live stream that I made about a week ago on Saturday. I mentioned that I was creating a newsletter, but anywhere else I didn't say that I was creating a newsletter, and I was still able to get about 40 people who are in there, and I've actually been receiving quite good feedback. And that's thanks to some of the people that I asked to receive feedback about the newsletter, and one of them was Vashko, like I said. So I sent the newsletter to Vashko. He gave me some recommendations, and one of the things that he said was, are you going to have a landing page for this? And I was like, well, I think I should have one. It makes perfect sense. Any newsletter has a landing page that you can sign up to, and that you can find out, you know, what is this newsletter providing me? And he said, yeah, you should have it. And I said, actually, I think I should be, why think about newsletter? I definitely think I should have a website. And he said, well, why don't we just create a website? And I'm like, sure, that's awesome. Let's do it. Do you want me to pay for it? How much would you need? And he said, no, I would do it for free for you. You know, we're friends and this sounds like a fun project for me. Let's do it. And obviously I said, let's do it. And from then on, we started hitting off. It's happening. The website is happening. So it all came by quite quickly. And we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago. And last week we met. So that was on this week, actually, it hasn't finished. To me, a new week starts on Monday, just so you get like an idea. So last Wednesday, Halloween night, we actually decided to meet at a coffee shop, and we started working, you know, on some of the brief first ideas of the website. And I should tell you more about it soon on another episode. And why am I saying on another episode is because this is going to be content that I'm going to be bringing out to you guys and girls who are listening to the episode. So this is going to be a series which should have, you know, about 3 or 4 episodes, in which I'm going to tell you how it is like to create a website, and specifically a personal website, from the perspective of a marketer or business-oriented person with a business background. versus the type of content that Vasco is going to be making, which is more on the design side. So yeah, we're going to be documenting this thing, which is pretty, pretty cool. And that's one of the things that I said straight away, Vasco, I mean, if we're going to do this and you're going to do this for free, then let me at least give you some value and let's make content out of this, which is a win-win for us because we're bringing content to our own audiences and we're bringing value to those people because, you know, this is new content and I'm sure you and me, we're going to learn stuff on the way from this. And it's just something fun to do, something fun for us to look at, you know, a year from now. What did we think about this particular subject and how did we think about taking this project forward? So I said that and I told him I'm going to be doing, you know, podcast episodes, and it makes total sense that you're going to be doing Medium articles on your side. And he's probably, I'm guessing, going to be writing for Medium and his website. I'm not sure. That's his thing. That's Vasco's thing. And the last question, I guess, for this episode is like, why do I even need a website? And some people might be whispering, websites are dead. And they're not. They're not. There's usually two sides of people. There's people saying, you know, websites are dead. We only need social media now. It makes no sense to have a website. No one goes to websites anyway. And there is the side of people who believe we should have websites and they're very useful. And you should have one. And it doesn't make sense to have all your content on social media and you'll be at risk if you do so. So for me, the reasons why I wanted to create a website, and that's not something that just came out of nowhere now, actually, I noticed this weekend that it was on my Trello board from like almost a year ago now that I wanted to have a personal website, but until now, I didn't feel like I had the resources, the content to have there. But right now, it just felt like the perfect time. So why not, right? Sometimes we spend a lot of time debating on things and planning stuff and finding excuses not to do things. But really, we just need to dive into our projects and things will happen anyway. And don't waste too much time thinking. Don't think too much. It's always good to prepare, but don't be crippled, you know, by decision making. So the two main reasons why I wanted to create a website was, number one, it has to do with ownership of my content. So we have seen platforms like Vine, for example, who the creators who were there, out of nowhere, the content went away and everyone, you know, got screwed over. All of those creators are now, some of them on our YouTube, some of them were on Musical.ly, which failed as well. Musical.ly, I think it's closing, and a bunch of other platforms. And as a creator who has her content mainly, you know, on Medium and on Anchor, imagine if Anchor decided to close a month from now, which would totally be possible because they're a very, very recent startup. It could be possible, and I would lose all my podcast episodes. I mean, I have them saved on my internal storage in my computer, but still, you know, comments and followers, everything would be lost, and the people who are following me there had no other way of knowing where my content is. So if I create a website, the content is going to be on the website. It's under my rules. It's under the structure that I decide to display it as, and it's there. It's mine. And it's not going to go down unless I decide to close it or I don't pay my domain anymore or something like that. And the second reason, which to me is even more important, is I wanted there to be a starting point for people who come across my content somewhere and for super fans and new fans to see what else is out there, what else am I doing. So it's very, very possible that you just came across my content on, for example, so you saw a Facebook post somehow of me promoting a podcast episode, but you had no idea that I write Medium articles. and maybe you had no idea that I have a newsletter. It's very easy with social media. Social media is just a scrolling feed. It's very easy to lose content on the way. And with a website, if you get into the website, and the idea for me is to have like about me page, podcast, blog, newsletter, and then contact page. Those at the moment are the main pages that we want to have. And you just from entering there, you get kind of an overview of what projects am I working on. You see straight there, there are three types of projects that she's working on. It's her podcast, her blog, and her newsletter. How do I enter the newsletter? Where are the blog posts? What platforms does she have her podcast in? And everything is there on the website. So you get there and you see all that. You get like a very good overview and you know where everything is, which for me is great. And that's my goal. And that's it. You know the three big answers of this episode. How the idea came together, and I'd like to thank Vasco for being on this project with me, and I'm hoping this is very, very fun. I actually want to bring Vasco on maybe the last episode of this Vasco is Building My Website series. And you also got the answer to why am I telling you all this, so you know there's gonna be a series about this that with me it's gonna be podcast episodes, and with Vasco it's gonna be Medium articles. And if Vasco starts doing those anytime soon, I'm going to be sharing those links as well. And I've answered why I need a website and why I decided to create this website, and you know that too. So I guess the last thing that I could say is, you know, go over for the newsletter while you're waiting for the next episode. Go over to my Twitter or Instagram at Anna RL Guerra, and you should find the link on the bio. You can just join the WhatsApp newsletter. You see what's out there. Probably you won't get the latest newsletter. You'll have to ask me or wait for me to send you personally, because we already sent the last one today. This Sunday morning, I sent the last newsletter. So you won't get that. You'll have to wait for me to send you personally. But yeah, just click on the link, join. And if you don't like it, just leave the group. It's very, very easy. No drama, no commitments, only fun. My newsletter is an open relationship with me. But yeah, just go over to the newsletter. I really hope you guys like it. We don't have a landing page yet, so that's the only way. But hopefully with the website, very, very soon, I'll be saying, you know, annarlguerra.com/newsletter and click on the link and join this newsletter. But until then, you're gonna have to go to Instagram and Twitter to do so. If you have subscribed to the newsletter and haven't given feedback on me yet, let me know. Let me know if you like it, if you don't, and what are some recommendations for new and next editions. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.